So I'm here with Kieran McCann. Kieran, the purpose I want to have a chat to you today is a lot of ladies who run obviously are going to fall pregnant at one stage in their life, and they may be interested to see how it's going to affect their training, and possibly at what point they may have to stop running, and maybe, you know, what happens and how the actual pregnancy affects your ability to train for an event. So Kieran, you've had two children, Brenton, who is born in 97, and Josie in 03. First of all, what stage of your pregnancy did you stop running for, let's say, Benton, for starters?
I fell pregnant with Benton after the Atlanta Olympics, and I really didn't run that much. I ran probably 3 days a week. Really enjoyed not having to get up and train hard every morning, and yeah, I really didn't do that much running at all, but I probably ran with him up until about 7.5 months, and then I just sort of got too big where I had to stop and I walked. But during the birth of Benton, I ruptured the joint in my pelvis and was unable to walk for about 3 days, and was in like a brace for the next 6 weeks after he was born. So I had to really take it easy coming back. And so when I fell pregnant with Josie, I was so sore that I couldn't run a step after about 6 months, and could hardly even walk because I was sore in my pelvis. So, I just took the time and enjoyed having the time off, and it really didn't take me that long at all to get back into it after both of the children were born.
So with Benton, you said, and I guess I'm assuming Josie also, you ran up to, is it 7 months you said? Seven and a half months with Benton, and Josie, 6 months with Josie, so that's, you'll be starting to show a little bit then. So what sort of training would you have been doing? Would you have still been doing hard efforts, or was that sort of just slow, comfortable running?
All I did with both my kids was probably run, jog every second day for about half an hour, and that's it. With both my kids too, I had really bad morning sickness and really struggled for the first 3 months of the pregnancy because I was so sick. But after the 3 months, I felt great, and I actually did a little bit more, say 40 minutes to an hour up until 6 months, and then once I sort of got too big, I had to drop back again. But as I said with Josie, I couldn't run at all after 6 months.
After six months with Josie, did you think about doing some sort of other form of exercise, or possibly just going for a walk, or maybe some cycling or something to supplement the fact you weren't actually running, or you were happy just to be pregnant?
I was quite happy to be pregnant and not do anything at all. I went for a swim once, but that was it. But I knew that I was going to try and come back to running after Josie, so I thought I'm just going to enjoy the rest and do nothing. So with Josie.
And when you got back to start running after both pregnancies, once again, was that something which you consulted with your doctor, or was it just something that you felt, okay, now is the time to start running again? So let's, once again, you touched on it before, but after both your children, when did you actually get back into running?
With Benton, it was a little bit longer because I ruptured the joint in my pelvis. I had to take 8 weeks completely off and do nothing. I did my first jog. I probably did about 10 minutes with Benton and with Josie. Josie was a little bit quicker. It was about a month after she was born. But with Josie, I could actually walk around and I was fine. With Benton, I couldn't. So it was probably about 1 month to 6 weeks. And I just, played it by ear. I did 10 minutes one day, had a day off, 15 minutes another day. But I think you know your limits. And because I was still a little bit sore after the birth, and, I just took my time. I didn't want to get any injuries. So I just gradually got back into it. But I found with both of them, by 6 months, I was back into doing sessions and racing and feeling great.
And did you breastfeed after birth of both your children, and if so, how long did you continue that for?
I'm a big believer in breastfeeding, and I absolutely love breastfeeding too. So with Benton, I fed him for 14 months, and with Josie, 12 months exactly. So a lot of people say that I shouldn't do it, like with Josie, I ran two marathons while I was breastfeeding, the Athens Olympics and the New York Marathon, and I really don't think that it made that much difference to my performance, I felt good both times. I ran a 2:32 marathon with Josie, and ran some great races with Benny as well while breastfeeding.
And how long after the birth of both your children did you feel like the Kieran McCann of old, so like you possibly felt tired for quite some time after the birth of the children? How long would it have taken before you felt like the birth didn't actually even take place?
I think I was probably back running to my best both times 12 months after exactly. And I think people can do it quicker, but I I suppose I'm a bit conservative and I don't like, you know, I listen to my body. I don't want to get injured, so I just take it really easy. So it was about, 12 months with both.
I've never actually given birth to a child myself, Karen, but I'm familiar with possibility to may have to do pelvic floor exercises after the birth of children. Was that something you had to do?
I did do a little bit of it. I probably should have done a lot more, but I think it's probably something that most mothers should do.
And did you use a running pram at all with your children?
I brought a Ute running pram before Benton was born. I spent about $500 on it, a three-wheeler. I don't know how, like, if other mothers have used it, but I tried doing running with Benny, and it's not easy running with one hand and uphill. So I think I did it once, and now I use it for walking along the beach with him.
So you only use a running pram once with a child in it?
Running, that is. I went for a jog with him, or tried to do an afternoon run with him in it, but it was just too hard to work. I realised how much we use our arms when we run.
How important was the support of your husband through all this time, so when you were getting back into running and a new mother and babies and all that?
Greg's fantastic. He knows now, you know, how much help that I need and how tired I am, you know, especially on a Sunday morning after a long run. So it's great to have that support, and also the support from my family. My mum's always fantastic. She has the kids a lot for me and also helps out around the house. So, you know, I have support not only with my husband but also my family and friends.
Do you feel there's any negatives with regards to trying to combine your running career with being a mother? I mean, do you feel that at times you don't have enough time, that 24 hours is not enough hours in a day?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that often, and, you know, especially on some training runs where I haven't had a lot of sleep the night before, I sort of get up in the morning and think, how am I going to do a session this morning? But, you know, I think being a mum is the best thing that's ever happened to me and to Greg, and it's just such a wonderful experience. And I guess I'm lucky that I can combine the two, because, you know, I love being a mum and I love running as well. And I think with me, running just fits around my family now, and I just really enjoy doing both.
But is it hard sometimes, though, that, like, you mentioned to me earlier this morning that you're looking forward to the day when you can actually sleep in on a Sunday morning and spend that special time with your children, and I guess at times now is it difficult when you have to head out the door and go for a run or whatever and you leave your kids behind?
Yeah, it is. It's really hard, but I think with me at this stage of my career, I feel like I want to make the most of it now, and then once I have finished, I have no regrets. I can look back and say that, you know, I've done everything I possibly can to run as fast as I possibly can. So, you know, it is always hard, especially through winter, you know, getting up on a Sunday morning when it's flogging down rain and blowing a gale outside and I'm tucked away in bed, and, you know, it is hard to get up and do it. But, you know, I know that it's not forever, and I just want to make the most of it.
And what about the belief? I mean, I think it's actually been proven that after childbirth that ladies come back stronger than ever as a result of the birth. Do you feel that that's true? And with yourself, with your own career, did you come back after the birth of both your children a year or 2 years down the track stronger than ever?
I definitely did with Benton, and I think with Benny too, I've been running for so many years, and I felt like probably more so mentally than anything that I needed a break. Once I had that 12 months off, I really came back and wanted to run again and wanted to start hurting myself again, and I had Sydney Olympics coming up 3 years later, so, you know, I did come back a lot stronger and a lot better than I've ever run before. But, you know, I believe for me it was more because I needed a break from the sport. So with Josie, I'm yet to run as good as I have been, but I'm training as good as ever, and I think that'll happen as well.
Now, with when you run a marathon, or I guess a difficult marathon, that it can be quite painful, and I imagine, like I said before, never given birth before, but I can imagine that can be slightly painful also. Yeah, but with a marathon, you forget what the pain is like, and that sort of disappears from your memory. Is that the same with childbirth?
It probably is similar, but, I mean, the difference is, though, between childbirth and running a marathon is that in a marathon you're completely in control and you can stop the pain if you want to, whereas, you know, childbirth you don't have any choice. But there certainly is a big difference, and for me childbirth was absolute agony, but it's probably similar to running a marathon. It's you're in a lot of pain, but then once you finish the line, cross the finish line, you just have, you know, so such a wonderful feeling. And that's sort of a similar thing with childbirth. you go through so much pain, but then, you know, when you hold this beautiful little baby in your arms, it's probably the best feeling that you'll ever have, ever in your life.
Because you experienced so much pain with the childbirth, did that ever sort of come into play when you were back into competition 12 months, 18 months, 2 years down the track, when you got to a difficult point in a race where you know, you're getting really fatigued? Did the actual child memories of the childbirth possibly come to the fore and made you realize that, you know, you, if you can handle something as difficult as childbirth, then surely you can, you know, soldier on for another 10K or 5K in the marathon?
Maybe it did. I don't really know. I don't get to a point in a marathon and start thinking about how hard childbirth was and at this stage. But, I mean, I did come back stronger, so maybe it has had an effect on me.
Well, I wish you, thanks for your time today, Karen. I wish you many more children, and I hope that you keep running for as long as you care to.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.